Replay music 3, settings button, setup. Note, with replay music 2, the settings button, setup dialog screen interface required you to use the JAWS cursor. I do not know how it's going to be with replay music 3, but here's a tip. You don't have to change anything. Leave everything as is, as far as I know. But I did notice in the hints, dialog boxes that first came up when the program ran, it said something about there's a features type of setting inside the settings button. We're going to find out. So, let's see.
PC cursor. Title is desktop.
Let's run replay music 3. I'm on my desktop. Run it.
R recycle R replay R replay convert R replay music 3.0.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Replay music dialog. Replay music dialog. Record / stop record button to activate. Press space bar. Replay music hint dialog. Replay music 3.0 uses a new specialized audio recording method. For the best recording results, be sure to select quote audio driver quote as the input source in replay music's main settings. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay. I forgot about the audio driver. The new audio driver. Let's press the tab key.
Tab. Don't show this hint again. Tab. Show next hint. Tab. OK button. Tab. Don't show this hint. Tab. Show next hint. Tab. OK button to activate.
I'm going to tap to the OK button because I already showed you all these hints in the previous podcast.
Space. Record / stop record button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's see. Let's go to the settings button.
Tab, edit track button to
use
activate
your tab
press space bar.
Right now we're on the Replay Music 3 interface. You use your tab key to jump to the various buttons. And you use your space bar only to activate any of these buttons. Do not use your enter key.
Tab, help button to add tab, list 1, list view, tab, burns, tab, about, but tab, play track, tab, settings button to activate, press space bar.
Let's press the space bar on the settings button.
Space, replay music settings dialog, input page, OK button to activate, press space bar.
I said input page, so I know we're inside the input page property sheet. Let's do an insert T for the title bar.
Title is Replay Music Settings Pages Input.
And that's good. I like that. It told us the name of the, said settings, and then it said input page. Let's hear that again.
Title is Replay Music Settings Pages Input.
Okay. Let's see if we can tab around here.
Tab, cancel button to activate.
There's
press
cancel
space bar.
Button.
Tab, OK button to activate. Press space bar. Tab, cancel
That's
button.
That's all we
to
hear. So let's do an insert B, as in Bravo, to review this dialog.
Replay music settings dialog. OK button. Cancel button. Input tab. Pick a folder to hold recorded files : pick a folder to hold recorded files : read only edit. C : / program files / replay music 3 / recordings. Browse button. Stop recording after idle : stop recording after idle : edit 0. Open folder button. Seconds. Combo box. Audio driver 1 of 7. Cancel edit combo audio driver 1 of 7. Input source : enter registration code button.
Okay, we heard some information there. This is the input tab or input page property sheet. And the recording, the default folder your recording go to are in the C:\ program files / replay music 3 / recordings / and that's what I'm going to leave it as. Okay, let's do a root JAWS to PC cursor.
JAWS cursor root JAWS to PC.
I'm going to do Control Home.
Top of file. Replay music settings dialog. Close symbol.
Since we can't hear this in the PC cursor mode, we had to use the root jaw of the PC cursor. That's down arrow.
Input tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab.
Okay. Let's hear those again. In your settings dialog box, you have the following tab / pages.
Replay music settings dialog close symbol.
Here it is again. I'll let you listen to it.
Input tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab.
Those are your tab / pages. The down arrow.
Pick a folder to hold recorded files : C:\ program files / replay music 3 / recordings browse button.
And there's a browse button. You can use your jaws left mouse click and your navigation keys to locate the browse button while in the root jaw to PC cursor. For example, keep pressing till you hear BRO and do a jaws left mouse click to activate the save dialog box. Okay, that's down arrow.
Open folder button.
Open folder button.
Input source colon. Audio driver scroll down symbol stop recording after idle colon 0 seconds.
That's good. We didn't have to change anything. And that's what it told us to use. It said use the audio driver as your input source.
Input source: audio driver scroll down symbol stop recording after idle colon 0 seconds.
There's some more stuff in here.
Enter registration code button unavailable.
I've already registered, so I can't enter a code.
OK button, cancel button.
Go back to the PC cursor.
PC cursor.
Make sure if it doesn't do.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel, tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
So, you're probably asking me, how do we get to the other tab / pages within the setting dialog box? You're going to have to use, let me do this before, let's do a control tab.
Cancel button to activate. OK button, cancel button to activate.
That doesn't work either to get to the other tabs. So let's do a root jaws to PC cursor.
Jaws cursor, root jaws to PC.
Control home.
Top of file, replay music settings dial.
The down arrow.
Input tab, splitting tab.
We heard input tab. So we're going to do insert right arrow.
Pick. Okay, output tab.
Here's out. Do an insert left arrow.
Proxy tab. Splitting tab, input tab.
Here's input tab. I already showed you that. Let's insert right arrow.
Splitting tab.
Here's your splitting tab.
Proxy tab.
Here's your proxy tab. I'm holding down insert and hitting my right arrow key, which is numpad 6.
Output tab.
Output tab. So that you have 4 total tab / pages.
Proxy tab, splitting tab, input tab.
They are input tab,
splitting tab,
splitting tab,
proxy tab,
proxy tab,
output tab,
output tab,
pick.
That's it.
Output tab, proxy tab, splitting tab.
Let's see if I can show you anything in here. Let's see. Oh yeah. Let's go to the splitting tab.
Proxy tab, splitting tab.
I let go, and then I'm going to press the numpad key 5.
S.
There's S.
P.
P. L.
I.
T.
T.
I.
N. G. N. I. T.
So I know I'm on the splitting tab. The mouse cursor is on the splitting tab. It's right on it, like you're holding the mouse pointer. And then we're going to do a jaws left mouse click. That's located to the right of your num lock key. That's your jaws left mouse click. And remember, we're in the root jaw to PC cursor right now. So we're going to do a jawed left mouse click. It's to the right of your num lock key. And we should be inside the splitting tab property sheets area.
Left mouse button, second left paren, that's right paren, left right slider, 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Now we're going to do PC cursor. Let's see if we can hear this splitting tab property sheets page in regular PC cursor mode.
PC cursor.
Okay, let's press the tab key.
Tab, do not record or split track if track less than colon edit 15, type in text.
And we can. Let's tab.
Tab, minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks colon edit 300, type in text. Tab, automatically split tracks checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
You need that to be checked. The default is checked, so don't bother it. Otherwise, you're not going to get any split tracks.
Tab, use defaults button to activate, press spacebar.
There's a use defaults button, spacebar.
Tab, second left paren, that's right paren, left right slider, 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys. Tab, do not record or split track if track less than colon edit 15, type in text.
Okay.
Tab, minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks colon edit 300, type of tab, automatically split tracks checkbox checked, a clear checkmark.
If you want to review this screen, use the root jaw to PC cursor.
Tab, use defaults button to activate, press the tab, second left paren, that's right paren, left right slider, 10% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Let me do a shift tab to see if I can land on the splitting tab.
Shift tab, use defaults button
and
to activate.
So you got to use your root jaw to PC cursor to find the other tabs.
Jaws cursor, root jaws to PC.
So I did that, control home.
Top of file, replay music.
Let's down arrow.
Input tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab.
There's your tabs. Let's review the screen anyway. We're in the splitting tab page. Let's see what it says.
Checkmark automatically split tracks checkbox checked. Minimum milliseconds of silence between tracks colon 300. Do not record or split track if track less than colon 15 second left paren, that's right paren, use defaults button. Volume level cut dash off colon 500.
It may be reading some of the grayed out text, okay?
Low high. Okay button, cancel button. Okay button, cancel button.
Okay, let's go back, control home.
Top of file, replay music settings dialog.
We're in the root jaw to PC cursor mode still, because that reads everything for us. Let's down arrow.
Input tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab.
Let's see what's in the proxy tab.
Check mark checked. Output tab, proxy tab, P, R, O, X, O.
Okay, let's do a jawed left mouse click.
Left mouse button. Internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked. So check, press spacebar.
Let's do a PC cursor mode.
PC cursor.
See if it reads this screen in regular PC cursor mode.
Tab. 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 Tab.
Don't ask me why. So use your root jaw to PC cursor.
Jaws cursor. Root jaws to PC.
Control home.
Top of file. Replay music settings dialog. Close symbol. Input tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab. Corner internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked.
When you hear corner, when you're in root jaw to PC cursor mode, like you hear just a few, like you heard a few seconds ago, that means the checkbox is not checked. Beside Jaws tells you it's not checked. Here it is again.
Input tab splitting corner internet connection uses a input tab corner internet connection uses a proxy server checkbox not checked.
It told us it's not checked.
Proxy address colon port colon. Proxy username left paren if applicable right paren colon. Proxy password left paren if applicable right paren colon. OK button, cancel button.
Most of you are not going to have to go in here, like I said. You really don't have to do anything in the settings area, except maybe check to see if your audio, it says audio driver in the input tab. It did for me. Let's do a control home.
Top of file, replay music.
We're going to down arrow till we hear output tab.
Input tab, splitting tab, splitting tab, proxy tab, output tab,
O-U-T. We found the word output. We're going to do a Jaws left mouse click.
Left mouse button, file name format, colon edit, percent A dash percent T, type in text.
Let's do a PC cursor to see if it works in regular mode.
PC cursor.
Tab.
Tab. Record to MP3S radio button checked. 1 of 10.
Okay.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Let's press our tab key.
Tab. 128kbps radio
okay.
button. Tab. CBR radio button. Tab. Automatic tagging. Identify songs automatically. Checkbox check. Tab. Track number. File name. Digits. Colon edit. 2. A tab, show hints button to tab, file name format, colon edit, percent A dash percent T, type in text.
Okay, the first one is?
File name format, colon edit, percent A dash percent T, type in text.
Let's tab.
Tab, record to MP3S radio button checked, 1 of 10. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Here it tells us to record in the MP3 format. That's the default. Let's tab.
Tab. 128kbps radio button checked. 5 of 10. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
It's 128. Leave everything as is. MP3 is a universal standard. Let's tab.
Tab. CBR radio button checked. 9 of 10. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
CBR is a very good format. Because it will play back on older CD players.
Tab. Automatic tagging. Identify songs automatically. Checkbox checked. A clear check mark. Press space bar.
Okay.
Tab. Track number. File name. Digits. Colon edit. 2. Type in text. Tab. Show hints button to activate. Press space bar.
Show hints button. If you don't want to see your hints anymore.
Show hints button.
You know, you can hear the hints buttons here. In case you disabled it at the startup.
Tab, file name format, colon edit, percent A dash percent T.
And we went around, that's it.
PC cursor.
Okay, let's see if we can do a control tab.
Record to MP3S rate 120 CBR automatic tab track number file name show hints button.
Nope. So we're going to do a root Jaws to PC cursor.
Jaws cursor root Jaws to PC.
Control home.
Top of file replay music settings. Input tab splitting tab proxy tab output tab.
We're going to find input.
Output tab. Proxy splitting input tab. INP.
Do a Jaws left mouse click.
Left mouse button. Pick a folder to hold recorded files colon read only edit. C colon backslash program files back. PC cursor.
I'm just going to.
Browse button to activate.
And now
press
it works.
Bar.
Now the input tab slash page. Property sheet reads out in the PC cursor mode. Okay. Let's see.
Shift tab. Pick a folder to hold recorded files colon read only edit. C colon backslash program files backslash replay music 3 backslash recordings. Use your reading key
okay.
to read the text. Tab. Browse button to activate. Press space bar.
If you press on this browse button with your space bar, you can change the path. Where your recording go to. Let's press the tab key.
Tab. Stop recording after idle colon edit 0. Type in text. Tab. Open folder button to activate. Press space bar.
I believe this is an easier way to go to your output file folder where your recording ended up in after you have done some recording.
Tab, seconds, edit combo, audio driver, 1 of 7. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Audio driver, that's what we want. It's the first one in the list. So you can press the home key if it's not correct, or the letter A.
Tab, pick a folder to hold recorded files, colon, read only edit, C, colon, backslash, program files, backslash, replay music 3, backslash, recordings, use your reading keys to read the text. PC cursor.
And just to be sure, I don't know, I'm going to do a root jaw to PC cursor and see if I can find the OK button.
Jaws cursor, root jaws to PC.
So I did a root jaw to PC cursor. I'm going to do a control END.
Bottom of file, OK button, cancel button. OK button.
Here's the OK button.
OK. OK.
I'm going to press left mouse click with jaws.
Left mouse button, settings button to activate, press space bar.
We landed on the settings button. We're on the main interface of Replay Music 3, and then I'm going to press the PC cursor button on the numpad.
PC cursor.
We're back on Replay Music 3.
Title is Replay Music. Tab, delete track button.
So, as you can see, you may have to use the root jaw to PC cursor in the settings button dialog. Thank you.